Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's probably in the 70s.
Call the show at 402-466-3776.
Welcome back to Hoops and Friends. We're having a great time on a Tuesday. Thanks to Drew for calling in there. There were some good points that he made as we were talking about Luke McCaffrey transferring to Louisville and that situation. Really good stuff. Again, like I said, super interesting just to kind of talk and get our, and maybe it's a sense of closure for us as we talk through it.
Right. If you got another opinion or take, call in.
Absolutely.
We want to make this about you guys. Hear what you have to say.
Super transparent when we're talking about it. So next one we're going to talk about, and Will brought this up, and they're interesting because I sit at home at night when everybody's in bed, and I kind of research topics, and I take snapshots of stuff. I'm like, don't forget this, okay? Don't forget this because I think it's an interesting topic. Yesterday, as we all know, and about a month ago or so, and as we are all super excited, I couldn't believe the run that it got. As we found out, EA Sports announced that its popular college football game would be returning after a lengthy hiatus. Everybody got super excited. If you've played it before, you'll know why you're excited about it and stuff, and what a great game that it is. Yesterday, Notre Dame commented on this. Their athletic director and their head coach, we'll read those. But Notre Dame has said, Notre Dame not participating in video game until players can benefit. Remember, we're going through a lot of stuff right now with image and, you know, the image and likeness for athletes as we move forward. There's a lot of different bills in different places, different states. NCAA has got to deal with it and all that. But Notre Dame has announced that they will not let their kids, they won't participate in the game until their players can benefit. Here is their athletic director's comment. Notre Dame Athletics welcomes the return of EA Sports College Football, a video game series that has historically helped promote interest in college football. Notre Dame will not, however, participate in the game until such time as rules have been finalized governing the participation of student athletes. As those rules are developed, it is our strong desire that student athletes be allowed to benefit directly from allowing their name, image, and performance history to be used in the game. End quote. Brian Kelly, we are here to support our student athletes, much like we have empowered our players when it comes to providing a platform to speak on racial inequalities and social issues that are important to them. We must support them when it comes to the image and likeness and the work that still needs to be done there. End quote. Now, one thing, Will, you mentioned this. They haven't really given out. Like, the game's going to take a couple years, by the way.
Right.
Which I'm sure there'll be solutions in place for the image and likeness by then.
You'd hope.
But they haven't really said much about the game, right? Players and teams and stuff like that. There's no direct information.
I think, like you said, a lot of this is going to go to the Supreme Court, and they're going to make rulings on all of this. But as of right now, I think NCAA, they're saying that it's going to be kind of a watered-down version. Like, they're not going to have real names. I don't know if they'll have real jerseys or what.
We don't know.
But as of right now, there would be no need to pay players because they're not going to be using real names
at this point.
So if you just by chance had a defensive end that wore number 95, that it would be an absolute coincidence and luck of the draw by the game, and that Ben Stille has no compensation coming his way.
It's a great point. They'll have to get around that. I mean,
and we all know how this went down the last time, right? With the landmark proceedings of Ed O'Bannon that ended the game circulation in 2014.
Which is funny because don't we all think it was Sam Keller?
It was both of them.
Both.
I mean, it's so. This is the first time I've heard about Ed O'Bannon. I've always heard about.
He
Sam
played
Kelly.
Basketball for UCLA, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
I've just never heard of him, so it's weird. I thought Sam Keller was the only one, but apparently
eventually,
not.
Which led to the court ruling, EA Sports had used athletes' likeness without permission of or compensation. The video game company eventually paid out $60 million in settlements to athletes who appeared in its games between 2003 and 2014. I think they got like $50 checks, right?
Was that it?
I don't know. It wasn't like...
Well, unless you were in the game for all 4 years, then you might got $200.
I'm curious to know if this, you know, is the overall thought from Notre Dame. I'm curious if most of the players agreed with this, because obviously players do want to get paid, but they also love this game. You know, they grew up playing this game. They
yes.
It's their dream to be in a video game. So I'm curious if, you know, that's the overall thought. But as we know, it's the coach and AD that run things.
Yeah,
you
know? There'll be something here, because I know they'll lean back on the previous situation, right? It's going to have to be two-sided. Like, EA Sports is going to have their stuff in place. They don't want to go back to what they did or what they thought they didn't do, right? And then you're going to have the likeness and imaging stuff coming together. So it's going to be a cooperative effort to make this happen. Because once you get to that point, it's you're talking about the compensation, what type of compensation, who gets more, who gets less, right? You're going to be talking a lot about this.
Right. You don't give a starting quarterback at Clemson the same compensation that you would give the third string kicker at Nebraska. It's just not the same.
Well, and I also don't understand why you would pay players more than others, because when it comes down to it, they're all just one single player on a video game.
Well, some of that is going to be on skill level.
Yeah, well, if a guy's a 99 as opposed to a 60.
Which is still kind of ridiculous to me, because when it comes down to it, it's a video game. Like,
I know.
And it's NCAA who does the ratings. I don't know. That would be petty, but I'm sure it will happen.
It's interesting. I think the other thing that he said is interesting is how many other teams might follow. I think it's early for Notre Dame to throw that out there, though.
Very. And maybe they want to be the first ones out to be
first
the
one in the
run.
Game. Yeah. First one in, you know, put their feet in the water there. I think it's early.
To go do their own thing, like
or maybe
they
it's
do
the,
as a conference.
Or maybe you see more follow for the pressure.
Sure.
Of getting it done. The
yeah.
Image and likeness, the pressure of.
That could be, Hooks. That makes sense.
It could be a power play by Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And maybe get others to follow. Because they all want that. Most of the colleges that I've, you know, have either read about or whatever want the image and likeness piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's one of those things, regardless.
Especially here.
And then who do they even talk to figure out compensation? Like, is there like an NCAA Football Players Association that they talk to?
I don't know. It's interesting.
It's all new.
It is going to be really interesting.
It's a new realm. We're seeing it evolve already, right? You watch over the last year or so, some of the Husker athletes getting their, you know, their logos and their videos put out there, right? That's happening. We saw it during the recruiting time, specifically at Oklahoma, right? After each kid signed and committed and stuff, there was videos out there with their specific logo. We're moving that direction. It's just going through the fine details and then how this all collaborates together. And like I said, that's an interesting thing. Who governs this? Is it the NCAA as a whole?
I hope not.
Because it's so much different between sports. And I don't know if NCAA has the jurisdiction over everything. We know in football, you know, for example, the NCAA is there, but the conferences govern themselves. But in basketball, NCAA governs college basketball.
It's interesting.
And then the number of sports you continue down in the image and likeness, right?
Yeah, right.
All the way down to the diving and swimming team.
I mean, you're right.
There's a lot of interesting
stuff. Which is weird
stuff,
because everyone looks the same, you know, in a Speedo and a swimming cap.
True. Can't tell the difference.
Nope.
And I'm not the expert. Obviously, some of the experts, maybe the best expert on this topic out of right here in Open Doors, Blake Lawrence and I, you know.
Yep.
Are the guys that have, you know, kind of spearhead this thing. They got a lot going on with this. But I just thought it was interesting. Notre Dame piped up about 2 years early.
Yeah, we'll see.
From maybe a power play perspective, I have no clue.
I don't know if this is the insane thing, but like you said, Hooks, I do think other schools will.
I think so, too.
And I think it's strictly a pressure thing. I think they just want to see the NCAA get this thing moving. And, yeah, we'll see what happens. I hope Nebraska doesn't do that.
Yeah, I think you'll get some power players that'll jump in there with them, some that'll just sit back and let it go. But I thought it was early. But it could be the power play.
Yeah, you can cut Notre Dame out of that game anyway.
They're an independent. Who cares?
They don't technically belong to a conference anyway.
They're an independent. Who cares? All right, let's do this. Let's take another break. When we come back, Bill Moose. Bill Moose had some comments over the last day or so that will maybe pique your interest.